Now on Colorado's Morning News, ouch, last week it was announced that the overall inflation rate is sitting at 7.5%, its rate not seen since 1982.
E.T. Phone home.
For some perspective, E.T. was the top grossing film in 1982. It's been 40 years since we've seen inflation rates this high, but are they having an impact on the markets, and how will the Fed react to the news? On with us now to talk about it, president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Whew, that was hard to say this time. Good morning, Jay. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. Good morning, and the creative juices continue to overflow there. Good morning.
They sure do. So what would you say about this inflation? 7.5%? It's just nuts.
It is, but you know, the timing of it as it was something that certainly caught investors off guard, but the bigger, louder story was the Russia-Ukraine one. And for a lot of people, that was their entire focus for late last week, going into this week, and the worries over inflation and worries over what the Fed may or may not do remained a secondary concern. Now, this morning, pre-market, we're up 400 and some points on the Dow. Why? Because Russia looks like they may be backing off, so there seems to be some easing of some of the tensions there. So the knee-jerk reaction on Wall Street is, okay, we're past that, maybe. We're moving in the right direction. The markets go up. Folks, we've still got that huge, huge issue of inflation and what the Fed may or may not do that's still staring us in the face. But unfortunately, we've got people that are just kind of reading the headlines and allowing that to dictate their anxiety or lack thereof. And right now, you know, at least the good news is the Dow's pointed in the right direction. But look, the turbulence to come is still there.
And when we talk about Russia-Ukraine, simply put, for the economics, we're talking about energy, right? Gas, those supplies, yeah, that some of it comes from Russia, and that's what hits us directly in the pocketbook.
And that's such a great point, because anytime that you have disruptions or concerns over disruption of any of that, it's certainly something that's going to cause investors to react. And they always overreact one way or another. You can count on it. And that's one of the things that for 20-some years I take advantage of, is when you see those overcorrections, it opens up the door for some short-term opportunities. But for investors, you really have to make sure that you stay away from that emotion, because you're going to overreact one way or another, because, emotion is what it is. And unfortunately, that's how most people trade.
Will the Thursday news impact any future Fed decision?
It could be. I tell you, one of the things that's really striking, April, is last year we were all talking about how the Fed may be looking at maybe 2-3 interest rate hikes this year. And now they're talking about it could be 5-7 interest rate hikes coming around the pike. And if that's the case, you're talking about the Fed accelerating some of the decision-making process, collapsing these time frames, doing more than what they thought they were going to be doing. And my immediate reaction is I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, we had a Fed chair who, again, was trying to stay ahead of inflation. They did too much too soon, and it sent us into not one but two recessions. Now, they were short-lived, but it caused some severe reaction on Wall Street, not once but twice. And that's something that, to me, remains a big, big concern as we move forward, exactly how this is going to progress. And it's a fine line. And look, Jerome Powell, I'm a fan of. I love the fact that he's as transparent as he is on things they're going to be doing. But if you do too much too soon, there could be some adverse reaction. And that remains my biggest concern right now.
You know, Jay, we've got different factions within the Fed that are kind of contradicting each other on what the full Fed might do. We've got the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve saying that interest rates should go up by a full point by July. Is that likely? And what would that do to the markets?
Pat, I would consider that very likely at this point, because I think they're going to come out of the gates smoking. They're going to be doing a lot to try to help kind of set the tone, if you will. And I would be surprised if it was anything less than that. And I think that we're going to start to hear the Fed chair kind of move in that direction, because we're seeing a more and more of a sentiment that, look, it shouldn't be something minor here. Let's take a step up or two with regards to how much we do and how fast we do it, if anything, to kind of stabilize things. Because I can tell you, a lot of people on the Fed are looking at this inflationary thing that they were dismissing 6 months ago as it's not that bad, to the point now where the anxiety is certainly there. All you have to do from a market standpoint is look at that volatility index that we talk about all the time for the last 10 years or so, and it's the VIX is the code. It's been bouncing up over 30 a couple of times. It's at 26 right now. but it reflects anxiety or investor anxiety over the next 30 days. The Fed's also seen some anxiety as well amongst the people that advise Mr. Powell and the others as far as what's going to be taking place. And I tell you, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks to be sure.
More of Jay's wisdom you can find at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.